This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois lawmakers say the Illinois Department of Corrections must fix a slew of errors that were revealed in a recent audit. The audit found the department allows people to take a vacation day but show up to work on the same day and receive overtime pay. Auditors also found the department has bypassed the state's purchasing process for a faster emergency model on numerous purchases in recent years. Other findings found the agency failed to properly report sex offenders to local police agencies. Corrections officials also updated a legislative oversight committee on its progress, implementing a rule allowing them to scan and digitize prison mail. It showed an increase of illegal drugs found in jails since the scanning program was implemented. A new national report finds that for every person behind bars, nearly two more are under, quote, correctional control, meaning probation or parole, creating a hidden system of punishment that often funnels people back into jail over minor rule violations or unaffordable fees. The Prison Policy Initiative's Wanda Bertram says long probation sentences do little to reduce crime, with those benefits topping out after about 18 months. She suggests being under supervision works more like a tax on the poor.
Being on supervision is a really costly experience, and there are a lot of people every year who are thrown in jail because even though they were initially not sentenced to incarceration, they weren't able to keep up with all these requirements. And a lot of the time, it's just because they didn't have the money.
The Prison Policy Initiative's latest findings point out the correctional control population in Illinois includes 119,000 people on probation and another 16,000 on parole. Congress is considering a rural housing bill aimed at expanding access to home loans. Affordable housing advocates say the need is especially urgent in rural areas where lower wages and limited housing supply can leave workers and residents with few options. Tiny home communities can be a solution for those who have been living in an extended stay motel situation or unhoused. Lawmakers say their proposed bill would open more financing options in communities where affordable housing is scarce.